Well, welcome to Local Matters. Today we are talking about education matters, and our special guest is Mark Wilson, the Director of Intercollegiate Athletics at Tennessee Tech University. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Happy to be on with you today.
Well, I'm delighted that you could share some time with us. Tell your listeners or our listeners a little bit about your role as Director of Intercollegiate Athletics.
Well, I guess the best way to define that is anything related to intercollegiate athletics. So coaches, staff, student athletes, facilities, all of those at Tennessee Tech fall under my area of operation. So it's a kind of all encompassing of everything athletics at Tennessee Tech. So you name it, that probably means that I have to touch it.
Well, you touch a lot of things, and we'll come back and talk about some of the new coaches as we get in the program. But in early December of this year, Tech Athletics and the entire Cookeville community hosted the Blue Cross Bowl. And it was a great event. The TSSAA State High School Football Championship. Talk about that a moment and about how it went this year.
I thought it went extremely well, and I want everybody to know the beautiful weather that we had, I was personally responsible for.
I saw you, doing rain dances on the field every day.
every day, and it was, I think, the best weather overall that we've had for the 3 days of the Blue Cross Bowl. And, it's a great partnership between the city of Cookeville and Mayor Shelton and Putnam County and County Mayor Porter and the Chamber of Commerce and George Halford and that entire team and Tennessee Tech University under Dr. Olam's leadership. So it really is a great partnership between the four entities to be able to roll out the red carpet for, high school football student athletes, cheerleaders, band, and all the fans. Because this is for many of those student athletes, the culmination of a great football career for them by winning a state championship. And so I think we in Cookeville are just honored to be able to host it. It was our 11th year hosting the Blue Cross Bowl games, and we appreciate that the TSSAA Board of Control, that they entrust us with hosting this great championship for high school student athletes.
And I attended some of the games. There were some great games this year.
There were great games, great games. It's always lots of competition, lots of spirit from the fans, and lots of logistics that go into operating an event of that nature. But certainly there were some great games for high school football fans in the state of Tennessee. And it's fun to see these young men that we're going to be seeing play at collegiate programs across the country. And then some of them, hopefully someday, we'll see them playing in the National Football League. And we can say that they played in a state championship here in Cookeville.
And a few of them play at Tennessee Tech for their football experience, don't they?
There are many of them that play at Tennessee Tech. I know there are some of them that I can't comment on that will be signing or have already committed to play football at Tennessee Tech. There was actually a student athlete that has already signed that is committed to play baseball at Tennessee Tech that was on one of the teams. So it's not just football players we're getting that play in those Blue Cross Bowl, but other student athletes as well. And it's become a big recruitment tool for the spirit programs and cheerleaders and dance, and along with the band, and hopefully students in general coming to Tennessee Tech. And hopefully it's also all these people that maybe come to Cookeville for the first time, and they've experienced Cookeville in a different way rather than just stopping at the restaurants and gas stations along Interstate Drive. And maybe they'll come back and they'll want to spend some time in our state parks that are here. They want to spend some time at the lakes. They want to experience Cookeville in a different way that they have not, and be able to come spend some of their tourism dollars here in our community.
And the economic impact is millions and millions of dollars, isn't it?
It is. I think the estimated economic impact on those 3 days is about $1 million a day, so $3 million total. So you think in 11 years, and that's $33 million in economic impact, to the city of Cookeville and Putnam County, which is always tremendous. That helps us as taxpayers keep our taxes low, and helps these local business owners, helps them, stay in business and provide great services that they do to our community.
Yeah, I was in a restaurant one night, and it was clear there was an alumni group there from one of these schools meeting and getting ready for the big game. And so they buy food and they buy gas and they stay in motels, you name it. They it's a big economic effect.
Yes, it is. I think we had 9 teams that stayed in hotels this year. which is tremendous, and it is a big boom for the restaurant economy, and certainly it's great for the business owners. But I think what's even more important, Bob, is that the way I see the four entities that work together, and then we get support from, you know, all these local businesses, some of the big employers like, you know, Cookeville Regional Medical Center. I mean, they're a sponsor of it, but they also send employees over to help staff the medical services part of it. You look at Averitt Express, you know, they're a sponsor, and a lot of their employees volunteer for it. So I think it's a great way that we as a community all come together. And it's I think it was one of the first really big wins that we had when you were the president of Tennessee Tech, and under your leadership, Bob, when we actually got the first, you know, I remember being at that meeting.
I do too.
And they said, you know, we're awarding it to Cookeville, and we all to each other and said, what do we do now?
What did we just do?
So I think that was something where it really proved that we could all work together for the greater good of the community. And I think we've had great wins by the four entities working together. You think about Academy Sports, you think about SAIC, you know, a lot of the economic development and these new jobs and expansion of existing jobs. I think it's really proven on how when we all work together, what great things we can accomplish.
I think it is too. And it's been just a great experience. Comment on the volunteers. They're just all kinds of community volunteers.
It takes the whole community to be able to put that on, because it is primarily voluntarily staffed. It takes about 750 volunteers to staff. I need to take an opportunity and tip my hat to the student athletes of Tennessee Tech and the coaches of Tennessee Tech. I mean, we had some teams that had 100% participation volunteering.
Wow.
And I know that was golf, both golf programs, the baseball program, the soccer program. I know those right off the top of
That's
my head.
Great.
I know football had a few. Of course, men's and women's basketball couldn't. They're in season.
Right.
I know soccer had a tremendous presence. Softball had some. The whole men's tennis team volunteered.
Wow.
So tip of the hat, because that was a big part of the volunteer force this year, because it used to be a little more community-based,
uh-huh.
And then it was more students and students on scholarship that needed community service hours. But this year, when we were down volunteers, our student-athletes stepped up in a big way, and I appreciate their support of this endeavor for Cookeville and the community, and that's a way that they give back. And they have required community service hours, but some of them, they went
way beyond
that.
And so many community volunteers come in, too, whether it's to park cars or to sell programs or to help you in the rain dance, just whatever they do.
It would be fun to talk to people and say, okay, who has volunteered every year?
Yes.
And find out who those people are that have volunteered every year. You know, all 11 years.
Yeah.
Or been involved in some way all 11 years.
It would be neat. And there are many of them.
There are many of them, but that'd be fun to get a list and recognize those.
It would. We ought to take that on as a project.
Yes.
Well, this is Education Matters, and we are talking to Mark Wilson, the Director of Intercollegiate Athletics at Tennessee Tech. And we've been talking about the Blue Cross Bowl, but Mark, let's shift back to what you do for a living most days, and talk a little bit about some NCAA issues that affect student athletes, and then about the Tech athletic program and some of the great folks you've got there. But you've served in the past on some important decision-making councils at the NCAA. You've been part of the leadership council and the football committee. Talk about what you did at NCAA and just about how that system works.
Well, it's a membership-based organization. I know a lot of us, we say, well, it's the NCAA, but we are the NCAA. The presidents and chancellors of universities, athletic directors at universities, you know, we all have input. We are the NCAA. It's not some fictitious big organization, you know, in Indianapolis, because they all work for us. You know, they work for us. We make those decisions. You know, the current leadership group, you know, I was on one of the precursors of that, the leadership committee, and we make major decisions that influence, you know, college athletics. And athletics is changing, and sometimes I'm not sure it's changing for the good. I think that, you know, I think Tennessee Tech, we are in the intercollegiate athletics, higher education business for the right reasons. and that is to educate students. We're not a professional sports organization, but there are significant threats to you know, sports and the current model of higher education as we know it now. And you think about the lawsuits that the NCAA has had to endure, you know, based on college athletics. Yeah. The big one right now was, you know, name, image, and likeness of our student athletes. What are we going to do with that? I wish I had an answer. I do not have the answer, but I do know that, you know, like at Tennessee Tech, I'm not for pay of student athletes for their athletic ability. That is not who we are. You know, intercollegiate athletics at Tennessee Tech, it is funded by the university. It's funded by students and a little bit of money that we make on our own, to provide opportunities for students, alumni, the community to be galvanized for one common good and to be a marketing arm of the university. You know, we're not in a business model. We are far from making a profit, a long, long way from making a profit. Yeah. So, if you're not in a true business model, you know, you don't pay your student athletes, in my personal opinion. But that is a big thing that we're dealing with and continues to be, you know, lots of changes that are ongoing.
And part of the, going back to the governance of the NCAA, part of the discussion is always that there aren't many schools in the nation that do make a profit in athletics. So the big football programs, some of them. But the discussion has always been, well, they dominate the decision-making of the NCAA.
Well, and some of that, the NCAA voting process of the current cabinets, it is structured that way. I mean, their vote holds more weight than
yes.
the votes of an institution like Tennessee Tech, or the Ohio Valley Conference is the one that has the vote, and our current leader of that, our current member that represents the Ohio Valley Conference on that is the faculty athletics representative from Belmont, Rich Tyner. He is our elected representative to serve on it. He does an excellent job. Prior to that, it was Brian Hutchinson, the director of athletics former director of athletics at Morehead State. So it's very, very complex. It's extremely complex, and you have Division I, Division II, Division III athletics. You know, there's a big, widespread of Division I athletics with, you know, the schools, the Tennessees, the Alabamas, you know, the Ohio States, and then there's lots like the Tennessee Techs that play football. Then there's a lot of ones that don't play football at all.
Right.
So it is very, very complex. The issues are very complex. But the model of amateur athletics is, I think it's going to change. But what is that? Because I think that college athletics need to be tied to education. Okay.
They call them student athletes, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. And they're students first. They better be students first. And I they're not at every institution, but I can assure you that they are at Tennessee Tech.
I can too. This is Local Matters. We are talking to Mark Wilson from Tennessee Tech University. We are going to take a quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Mark Wilson, the Director of Intercollegiate Athletics at Tennessee Tech. Mark, we've been talking about the NCAA, and some folks don't understand the compliance side of the NCAA. In fact, I would say most folks don't understand that, including a lot of college presidents. But it's a really complex issue and a really thick manual, isn't it?
It is very thick, and it's all about, you know, the health and welfare of student athletes. It's about fair play and everybody competing on a level playing field. And, you know, so that means how you recruit, how you coach, you know, how you teach, you know, all of those things. But it is very complex, and the rules are in place because, you know, people have probably cheated before, and you put a rule in place to be able to prevent the way that they've cheated or prevent people from, you know, getting off track and staying on track, just to make sure that things are right. And compliance is extremely important at Tennessee Tech. We take great pride that we do things the right way. We typically lead the Ohio Valley Conference in self-reports of our violations because we know the rules. When we break the rule, we report ourselves because it's supposed to be a self-policing, and I think that's has to do with the integrity of the institution, and the integrity of the institution was has been important long before I came to Tennessee Tech in 2004, and it's my job to uphold that integrity of the entire institution.
And it makes the NCAA compliance group trust the university and the administration more than if they get surprise attacks every now and then.
That's correct. And some people that only report, you know, a couple violations, because I know how inadvertent and innocent our violations are. So when I see that somebody only had like two violations, I really think that's impossible.
Yeah.
If you have a healthy compliance structure where your coaches, you know, feel comfortable, you know, reporting violations, because if they come report their violation, then we're going to be very comfortable with that. We're going to educate. We're going to hold accountable, you know. But when you cover it up, that's when it's really bad, really bad.
Yep. Well, let's talk about the student athletes a little bit. How many sports does Tech participate in at NCAA level?
Tennessee Tech has 14 sports, about 325 student athletes that represent Tennessee Tech across those 14 sports. We have a great group of young men, young women. I think for like 19 consecutive semesters now, the average team GPA is above a 3.0, and that's a goal that we set when I first came here in 2004, and we achieved that. Now we've been just trying to maintain that, and we've been able to do that for 19 consecutive semesters, and I'm anxious to see what the report will be from fall 2019, and I hope that we achieved it again. And I love it when our young people achieve that academic success, and I have the opportunity to see them walk across the stage and earn their degree.
And that's a real tribute to those students and to their mentors, the coaches and the athletic mentors, because Tech is a pretty tough university, and they've got a pretty talented student body. And to say that student athletes have a higher grade point average than most, that's a real compliment.
It's a great compliment to how hard they work in the classroom. I think it's also a compliment to the faculty, and the faculty do a wonderful job in educating students, not just student athletes, but students in general. But the student athletes, they do need some additional assistance because they travel a lot, Bob. They're on the road a tremendous amount representing Tennessee Tech in athletic competition, and the faculty, you know, they're very, you know, forgiving of the student athletes missing class as long as they make up the work and find get the notes and do the things they have to do to be successful. And our student athletes do that extremely well.
Yeah, it's really great to watch those student athletes mature as they go through that time. Well, Tech has had some great runs recently in some athletics. Baseball had a phenomenal series for several years.
Yes.
So what's going on with the teams themselves?
Well, you know, because football was significantly improved this year under head coach Dwayne Alexander, a Tennessee Tech alum, coming back to lead the program. And he got to 6 wins this year, 6-6 on the 2019 season. And we have a young team, so I think that the future is very, very bright for that program. I think the most consistent team over the last few years has been tennis. Men's tennis has been dominant in the Ohio Valley Conference. They've won, I think it's 5 straight now, NCAA OVC tournament championships and been to the NCAA championships. I think it's either 4 or 5 consecutive years. Yep. So head coach Kenny Doyle has done a wonderful job. And we do have lots of new faces leading our programs. You know, of course, Kim Roseman, I think, is still a relatively new coach.
Relatively young, yes.
Yeah, young and new for Tennessee Tech.
And but, John Pelfrey came in from men's basketball.
Yes, and then we've got a new softball coach and Michelle DiPolo. We have a new cross country and track coach and Peter Dalton. Coach Alexander is new. He's only been through 2 seasons. So I think, but we have a really good group of coaches that have great character, have great values, personal values that they instill into their student athletes. And I'm thinking that's helping the programs be, you know, highly successful. And we'll be shortly wrapping up baseball coach search. So we'll have a new leader of the baseball program here, and we're looking forward to seeing who that'll be.
Well, it's an exciting time for Tech athletics. We are talking to Mark Wilson, the director of intercollegiate athletics at Tech, and Mark, talk just a moment about the fun side of athletics. What's the most fun part of your day, or what's the most fun part of athletics at Tech, do you think?
Anytime I get to interact with our student athletes is the best part. That's why I do it. That's why I'm in higher education. That's why I'm an educator. That's why I'm a teacher. That's why I'm a coach. That's why I'm in athletics, is to better our student athletes. And anytime I get an opportunity to interact with our student athletes, they provide me the energy to be the best that I can be for them. Because we just have some remarkable young men and young women that have been student athletes at Tennessee Tech in my 16 years that we still have. And I remark at how wonderful they are, what great young men and young women they are. And I just want to give them every advantage in life and put them ahead of everybody when they're looking for jobs and having families and being active and engaged in their community. I want to give them every advantage that I possibly can. And I love our student athletes, and I love what they do, and I love what they represent.
Well, that's great. This is Local Matters. We are talking to Mark Wilson. Mark, you were talking about the fun side of athletics and those student athletes getting jobs. How does athletics help prepare someone for the rest of the world?
Well, athletics, you have to face so many different things. I mean, you always are competing in a team environment. Okay, you have to manage your time greater than most everybody, because you have the same academic rigors of any student on campus, but then you have the athletic rigors that go along with that. So you have to really manage your time. In athletics, you're always going to face adversity. And so they're going to be put in situations that are challenging, that are going to be adverse, that they have to find a way to fight through. And there's so many things like that we can list about athletics and being a student athlete that gives them an advantage. But at Tennessee Tech, I think I'm especially proud of that. We really try to do it with a family atmosphere and a family environment. And I think that, if people are working in a family environment, then when they get out in the workplace, and they're working as a family unit, then you can achieve great things. So you take the academic background that they're going to get, whether it be engineering or agriculture or business or education or nursing. It doesn't matter what you major in at Tennessee Tech, but you take your degree. You take all those things you've learned in intercollegiate athletics at Tennessee Tech. You've learned to operate in a family environment and love in a family environment. Then you take those and you've provided service to your community, you're going to be a really successful citizen in whichever community that you want to locate. And that's what we desire.
And I think that's the important message. It's a phenomenal commitment on their part with tremendous rewards when they get finished.
It is.
Well, you mentioned engineering and careers. So in 2018, a former football player from Tennessee Tech, Captain Barry Wilmore, an astronaut also, was named to a very special honor, the Roosevelt Award, by the NCAA. First time in Tennessee Tech history.
First time in Ohio Valley Conference history.
First time in OVC history. Talk about Butch and what that meant to Tech.
Well, Barry, he's such a great man and such a humble man. And, he was a great student during his time at Tennessee Tech. He was a great athlete. He was a walk-on athlete who, then earned a scholarship, but, was a leader of the football program in our Hall of Fame. But when we nominate for awards all the time, for national awards, and student athletes, alumni, and I was so thrilled when we heard that Captain Barry Wilmore was going to receive the Roosevelt Award, and it was a great event. And I can't think of anybody that represents Tennessee Tech and what we try to do with our student athletes and how they take advantage of the situations that they are presented and make great things for life. And Barry's one of those that has done that. He's taken his education, all of his athletic experience, all of the things that he learned at Tennessee Tech. along with being a football student athlete, and has made them into a really successful career as an astronaut. And there's no one better that could be the first recipient from Tennessee Tech and from the Ohio Valley Conference of the Roosevelt Award than Captain Barry Wilmore.
It was really cool. We downlinked Barry a few years ago when he was commander of the space shuttle. That was before he was commander of the International Space Station. But when we downlinked him, he had three other astronauts with him on the program, and every one of them was wearing a Tennessee Tech football jersey. We've been talking today to Mark Wilson, the director of intercollegiate athletics at Tennessee Tech University. Mark, it's been an honor to have you on the program, and thanks again for taking time.
Bob, thank you so much.